brought to you by Penguin.
Heroes, written and read by Stephen Fry. This book is dedicated to all the heroes we never hear of. Perhaps that could be you. Foreword. Hello. Heroes can be regarded as a continuation to my book Mythos, which told the story of the beginning of everything, the birth of the Titans and gods, and the creation of mankind. You don't need to have read or listened to Mythos to follow and, I hope, enjoy this audiobook. A lot of names will come at you, but there's no need to concentrate on memorizing them or retaining in your head all the complicated familial relationships between the heroes and gods. Incest and double paternity issues make them all extra complicated. I drew charts and family trees while I was preparing and writing this book, but even with those in front of me, I was in a constant state of bafflement and confusion. The fact is, the names that matter will stick with you. The rest are there for those who like detail and completion. It is enough, in astronomical terms, to know the planets without having to memorize the names of all the satellites and asteroids. I cannot emphasize this enough. And talking of emphasis, I know how off-putting and hard to remember for some Greek names can be. All those Ocrates and Omedes and Stheno this and Eno that. Where possible, I tend to say them in the way that fits most easily to my mouth. Modern Greeks will be astonished by what we British do to their wonderful names, and German, French, American, and other readers who have their own ways with ancient Greek will wonder at some of my pronunciations. But whether you like to say Oedipus or Oedipus, Epidaurus or Epidavros, Philoctetes or Philoctetes, the characters and stories behind the names are what counts. With that in mind, let's relax and dive in. Introduction. Zeus sits on his throne. He rules the sky and the world. His sister wife, Hera, rules him. Duties and domains in the mortal sphere are parceled out to his family, the other 10 Olympian gods. In the early days of gods and men, the divine trod the earth with mortals, befriended them, ravished them, coupled with them, punished them, tormented them, transformed them into flowers, trees, birds, and bugs, and in all ways interacted, intersected, intertwined, interbred, interpenetrated, and interfered with us. But over time, as age has succeeded age, and humankind has grown and prospered, the intensity of these interrelations has slowly diminished. In the age we have entered now, the gods are still very much around, favoring, disfavoring, directing, and disturbing. But Prometheus's gift of fire has given humankind the ability to run its own affairs, build up its distinct city-states, kingdoms, and dynasties. The fire is real and hot in the world, and has given mankind the power to smelt, forge, fabricate, and make. But it is an inner fire, too. Thanks to Prometheus, we are now endowed with the divine spark, the creative fire, the consciousness that once belonged only to gods. The Golden Age has become an age of heroes. Men and women who grasp their destinies, use their human qualities of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?